Welcome to FM Yerushalmi, the show sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Erevin daf involved in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Shishi, starting Halacha Ches and the bottom daf in Mehmud Beis. Zog the Mishnah. Chamesh Chatzeres Psuchos Zulazu Uptuchos Lamovo. You have five courtyards that are open to each other, and they're open to the Movi. We'll see in the Gemara why it's important to emphasize that they are open to the Movi. Yeruva B'Chatzeres Zulinshtatu B'Movi. If the Chatzeres did an Eruv in between them, but they didn't do a Shituv Mevoris. A Shituv Mevoris is another type of Eruv that you do specifically to connect the different courtyards within the Mavoi. And we'll see, as we go forward, that it's a little bit different than the Eruv. So they did an Eruv between in the Chatzer and the Chatzer, but they didn't do a Shituv in the Mevoris. Now, Reb Chaim adds, even if the Eruv was between the Chatzeres as well, not every Chatzer did an Eruv on their own. They did air between the Chatzeres as well, because they're open to each other. But they didn't do a Shituv Mevoris. So then, they're allowed to carry in the Chatzeres, but they're not allowed to carry in the Mavoi. This is the Shita of Remeir, that the Eruv does not work for the Shituv. Continues the Mishnah of Mevoi Mudalef. If they did Shituv in the Mavoi as well, in addition to the Eruv Chatzeres, then they're allowed to carry in the entire space. If Eruv Chatzeres and Shituv Mavoi, they did both. One of the bnei chotzer did not do a eruv, mutarim kamekan, the still everybody is mutar. As we'll see in the Gemara, if in this case the one forgot, then you could rely on the shituv mevoyes in lieu of the eruv chatzers. So as long as someone is part of the shituv, even though he's not part of the eruv, if he forgot to pay the eruv, it's okay even according to our mayor. But if one of the people in all this mavoy did not join the shituv, and he only joined the Eruv, so Mutar Mechatzeres V'Asurim B'Movoi. Then he cannot use the Movoi. Well, what's the reason for that? So as Reb Chaim explains, the only reason once you do a Shituv Mevoi, you have to do as an addition, Eruv Chatzeres, is like Zeir, as we'll see in the Gemara, Shalot Ishtak Achter HaSeir, so one won't forget what Eruv is all about. So that's why you're required to do it. He forgot, Ramirez says it's okay. But to do a Shituv in addition to Eruv, that's a requirement according to Ramirez. As the Mishnah concludes and says, Shamovi l'chatzeres k'chotz l'abatim. I mean, relatively to the chatzeres, the Movi is considered to be Rishus Rabim, while the chatzeres is considered to be Rishus Yochid. You're not allowed to take out from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim. You're not allowed to take out from the chotzer to the Movi. But if you have the Shituv Mevoyes, which includes everything, then Mikar Din don't really need their chatzeres. You only have it because Shod Ishtakach to Haseuv, there was someone forget it was a one-time event, so then it's okay. So the more five chatzeres p'tuch azul azul v'asur memoi. So the more shamo the chatzeres k'chatz l'abatim. That's end of our Mishnah. So it's medayek the Gemara. The beginning of the Mishnah says Mishnah p'tuch azul azul p'tuch as l'movoi. Meaning every chatzer is open to the next chatzer, and every chatzer is also open to the movoi. The movoi is a big for our the purpose of this Mishnah. We could call the cul-de-sac. It's a big street that is closed in the end where the chatzeres are open to. So in our Mishnah, the Chatzer is open to the Mavoi besides the fact that they're open to each other. If they're open to each other but not to the Mavoi, I feel the Erev is even if they do Erev is Osir. Why will that be so? Oh, Marvies, the Rekivi, all my address is a regular service. Meaning, as Reb Chaim explained, talk about a case that each Chatzer did its own Erev. They didn't join together. So if you have an inner Chatzer that needs to use the outer Chatzer to get to the Mavoi, the Dries is a regular of the inner one, ruins the Eruv that the outer one is doing. So if they didn't do Shituv Mevoyes, and they didn't do Eruv together, so if each Chatzer is open to the Mavoi on its own, so each one has his own Eruv. But if one is not open to the Mavoi, it has to go through another Chatzer, it ruins the Eruv of the other Chatzer. So the more Eruv B'Chatzerus, V'Lu Inshad Zem HaMavoi, says the more Mastiz De Ramer, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, that's the Shituv Ramer, the Ramer Omel, the Eruv, the Shituv, you need to have both. You can have only one as a rabbanan hold. So the Gemara Nagua called Kramir, the meaning is to go like Kramir, that you require both Eruv Chatzerus and Shituv Mevoyes. I'm saying, Bishab Yochav, the Megillus Esther Nagua called Kramir. Also, Megillus Esther will look at Kramir, as the Gemara said earlier, that we read the entire Megillah, as Kramir said. And the Gemara brings what we said before. Be'eruvin, it's our case, with Tanit Sibur, Nagua called Kramir, and Tanit Sibur is a Kramir hold, they do Nesias Kapayim in Mincha of Tanit Sibur. This is really what comes out from our Mishnah. Even though he holds, you have to have both. You need to have Eruv and Shituv. And if you're missing Eruv Chatzeros, you must get to Bitul Rishus. That's how you get out when someone did not do an Eruv. Still, his moedish imshoch echad mehem v'lo hirev. He forgot to do an eruv. Shunis v'rashituv v'kirla in the shituv, as we saw in the Mishnah. If it's only a one time, they forgot. Man Yisrael the eruv v'adish shituv lo remer. So the one's like, who's requiring to have both eruv and shituv? That's remer. Tamer omar the eruv v'adish shituv. Because remer told Rabbanon. Omar lei man mishtak echaler hilchus eruvin. If you say you don't have to have an eruv when you have a shituv, you'll forget about the halachas of eruvin. So the Gemara is coming to allude to. So why, if someone forgot, then it's okay to rely on the shituf. If your mayor holds, you need to have both. Why, but the evidence, it's okay if someone forgot. So says the Gemara that in the Vav, you really have to understand what your mayor said, that you're going to forget Hilchus Eruv. Because it depends on the machlekes of Acho Rav Eilo and Yeva Kechad Minah. It's going to work according to one of them. What? Techad Minah Yoma, Shemayelech Lechotzer She'einu Tzricho Shituf. Maybe someone's going to go to a chotzer that doesn't require shituf. When does a chotzer doesn't need a shituf? Meaning it doesn't have to join the shituf mevois. So chotzer regelis means that it walks to a different direction. It doesn't use the movi to go out. It's connected to another movi, and that's its main entrance. So then this chotzer doesn't have to join a movi and do shituf mevois. He's going to see them do meiruv and not a shituf. So he's going to see them doing an Eruv and not a Shituf. He's going to come to the conclusion, Eruv is enough, you don't have to have Shituf. And according to Rameir, Eruv does not work without a Shituf. So because in this case, there's a Chashash, someone's going to come to say that Eruv Moir below Shituf, and that's not true. So therefore we said, you always have to have Eruv and Shituf. And therefore, according to Rameir, you also have to always, even when you have a Shituf, you still have to have Eruv. V'chayin Omar, the other man Domer says, Shemalech lechotah shekvah Shituf, v'urari oysom loy me'arvim. Person will go into a chutzah, there was a shituf was done before. He didn't realize it. Then he says they're not doing an eruv. They're not doing a shituf because it was done before he came. So now this person who sees it, he won't do not an eruv, not a shituf. So that's what the mayor says, you always should have both because you never know. So according to the second explanation, in our case, in our Mishnah, where they did an eruv, they did a shituf, only one of the people forgot to do the eruv. So there you don't have a chashash. So the mayor will agree that he can use the eruv. But according to the first Mandama, the reason why Rameir required both is for a different case. That when in that case, you really don't need to do the shituf. And people will think the one is enough without the other, the same problem can be by us. When you have one case that you're not doing, you're relying on the shituf, you don't have a good eruv, people will come to say they don't have to have both. Meaning, the eruv needs to be put on in a place of the chotzer, which means in a house, which that's what's used the chotzer. And the mov and the shituf needs to be put down in the chatzar. So here has to be in the chatzar, which means the house of the chatzar, and the shituf can be done in the mov. Once they did an eruv in the chatzar, they can't use it for a shituf. Because if you take it out of the house, it won't be an eruv anymore. But in ishtatu b'mov, they did a shituf in the mov. Now they want to go and put one in the house and make an eruv out of it, that's fine. They can upgrade that from a shituf to be a mov, to be an eruv, sorry. Meaning you need to have both Eruv and Shituf according to Rameir. Either or works, either Eruv and Chatzeros or Shituf and the Mavi. If they did Eruv only the Chatzer, they can use the Chatzer, they can't use the Mavi because that's outside. If you did the Shituf and the Mavi, you could do both. Rameir told him, if you do this way, people will forget about Eruvin. As I'm going to explain in the beginning of the Amud, what is the Chashash? Says the Gemara, "Shamavoi lechatzerus kechotz labatim." You treat it this way. How many chatzerus you have a movi? How many chatzerus need to be having a movi in order for it to be considered a movi? Have a shul tavai and amrim in pochad mishtar. You have to have at least two chatzerus. Lakabacham shabiyachon and afilu chotz achas mikan mechotz achas mikan. They have to be one next to each other. It could be one across from each other. Ravachov chenin b'shabiyachon and afilu chotz mikan ubayz mikan. Does have to be two chatzerus? It could be a chotzer and a house. Ubayz mikan mechalos mikan or a house and a store. Anything to residential areas is good enough to make it into a movi. V'nagam b'yakob boim movoi in pochas mishnei chatzeros. Chotzer in pochas mishnei patim. Meaning the same way a movi needs two chatzeros, so chotzer needs to have at least two houses. Movoi shol kor v'rochvo yishove. If the length and the width is equal, ein nitar b'lechi v'kor, you can't use lechi v'kor, it's not considered to be a movi anymore. El pasim kechotzer, you have to use the pasim, which is a longer board, because it's considered to be a chotzer. So says the Gemara, Shmuel Shoal Rav, Kami Yaroko Yesa Rochboi, how much should Arich be more than the Rech? How much should the length be more than the width in order to make it into a Mavi? For Amar Lei Kosher, even the smallest amount. Why? Because in Eretz Yisrael, the chatziris is square. So if it's not a square, even a little bit, it makes it into a mavoi. It's good enough to be a mavoi. But I was still there in Bavel. Shami's call Rav Yehuda Shmuel Shmuel. I heard Rav Yehuda ask Shmuel, if free shikli v'meis, if a person put out a shekel, for a machzit a shekel, and he died, what do you do with the shekel? You put the shekel in a dova. Because according to Shmuel, anything extra of koydish goes to the dova. Mutar a sira seifa shaloi, when a koy needs to bring a sira seifa, if he has extra, have to throw it away, as we just said, everything extra could become a nedava. Says the one that from Zayin Amud Aleph, Bon Kamali, now he asked him, that's the reason we bring the whole thing. Because he heard of Yudah asking Shmuel, how levu evata reshus mechotzer lechotzer. Meaning, maybe is bitu reshus only work in the same chotzer between one house to another? Or I could do a bitu from one chotzer to another chotzer. Amar loy mevata reshus mechotzer lechotzer, I could do bitu reshus also from one chotzer to another chotzer. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Erevin Daf Mem Vov.